You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Proper guest of the show who needs no introduction. Good morning, how are you?
Oh, introduction, I love it. Thank you so much. This is a real shame to all your other guests this morning that I'm the first proper guest. Who are the other smart?
Oh, I just had someone on from Radioactive. We're doing like an inter-student radio breakfast segment. So I guess they were a guest, but like you're the first interview guest, you know?
I think I was just talking to Radioactive this morning. God, I'm really, we're all getting around.
Yeah, it's not a very big community. It's very, very small.
but it's a community nonetheless.
A community nonetheless, yes. You were just telling me before off here that you were going to go to Nelson last night, but you had to fly back to Auckland due to all the horrible weather over there.
We almost landed. Like, I saw Nelson, and then the pilot was like, not doing it. So we went back to Auckland. Truly just a wonderful way to spend like 3 hours in a small airplane above New Zealand.
Yeah.
But yeah, show tonight, hopefully in Nelson, and then somehow get to Dunedin from Nelson. We're still working that one up. But I might, who knows, drive from Christchurch, do whatever it takes.
You could bus, like a 24-hour bus. You could also, yeah, I don't know, there's ways. There's ways of getting around it. The drive from
Nelson-Dunedin connection. Harder than you'd think.
Yes. It takes 10 hours to drive from to and fro, I believe.
Yeah. I will not be doing that.
Bit scary. But when a flight cancellation or delay happens, you know, do you have any way of coping with that, or are you just seething with rage?
I mean, I'm in the airport, so all eyes are on me. You know, you're like, I'm the guy from 7 Days. I can't be losing my temper. And I also grew up watching, like, I don't know what that show was on TV where it was like, EasyJet flights being cancelled and British people losing their cool in the airport. And I was like, I never want to be that person.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to pull all the strings that I can. So I'm like, not to brag, but like an elite now on Kuru because I fly so much for my job. So I was like, surely there's like an exclusive club where like Chris Luxon brings me in.
Yeah.
Like some brie and some dried apricots from the Kuru lounge and we can like work this all out. But really I was just on the ground calling, and it did feel like high pressure, which I enjoy. I do actually enjoy a bit of high pressure because I run into every life situation with sort of high stakes.
As you should. That's a good way to approach life. I want to know, as a comedian, do strangers trying to impress you often try to be real funny around you? Is that a thing that happens?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, I think you see everyone. I think everyone sort of thinks they might be a bit of an amateur comedian in their own time. And so they'll try and sort of throw a few jibes your way, which I actually always do appreciate and respect. my flight attendant, actually, on my flights to Nelson, he was having a few goes, which I really appreciated. And then he slid into my DMs afterwards being like, you know, if you ever need a warm-up act.
Oh, damn! Reason on the RNZ, eh?
Good on him, you know. You gotta have a side hustle while you're serving out the teas and coffee.
You gotta shoot your shot, mate. You gotta shoot your shot. Yeah, I feel like a flight attendant as well would catch you off guard, so you would be more likely to laugh.
Yeah, you are very vulnerable, like sitting in a plane and being sort of perceived by the flight attendant because you're sort of lost in your own thoughts. I'm very emotional on a plane. Like I'm always acting like I'm in a breakup, even though I'm just flying to Nelson. and they're really observing
recording
you.
Stopped.
Oh, there we go.
Recording in progress.
Recording has resumed. All right. I don't know if you were briefed about this, Chris, but I have devised a teensy tiny little quiz for you.
Bring it on.
All right. So these questions, we'll see how we go. Some of them are quite obvious. Some of them maybe less so. According to Wikipedia, what did you want to... Oh, what? Sorry?
Like a general knowledge quiz or like...
No, a quiz about you, my friend.
Okay, great.
How well
okay,
do you know yourself?
I love that.
According to Wikipedia, what did you want to be when you were growing up?
Oh, my gosh. Maybe a kindergarten teacher? Isn't it weird when kids want to be, like, involved in early childhood care? And you're like, no, but you're still a child.
Yeah, it gives sociopath.
Or a ballerina?
Well, ballerina's close. It was dancer.
I'll take that.
Dancer,
I'll
yeah.
That. You got to pay that.
How many dates are there for this tour, Chris? I want to know. What do you think?
Far out. 11?
11.
10 or 11?
I believe it's 10. I should have written the answers in front of me.
Edited Queen Sound 8, but I'm going to give you, I'll give you that. No point for me, point for you.
Okay, but we're both doing this, even though I designed it.
Yeah, you can call my ones I don't get right.
This next one will really show how egotistical you are. how many followers do you have on Instagram? It's a multi-choice question. So we have A, 121,000, B, 115,000, or C, 139,000.
I have 121,000.
Ooh!
Follow me on Instagram. I've paid every single one of them. They're all from Russia, and they all want to send me nudes.
Good problem to have. Now, you're an avid fan of the classic Dunedin shirt. You've worn it on multiple occasions. Can you name the two birds featured on it?
It's a hoihoi, like a penguin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a seagull?
Correct. That shows number one Aughty Potty enjoyer over here. Chris Parker, just killing it. Absolutely killing it.
Actually, the man who owns that shop, that tourist shop in the Octagon, mm-hmm. reached out to me. I'm meeting him up when I get into Dunedin. He wants to give me a new shirt.
Oh, hell yeah.
Last time I promoted him, I sold him out of stock. Like, I really got the buzz going. And now people wear that t-shirt at my gigs. I'll be in like Perth and someone will be with a Dunedin t-shirt.
Well, use code Chris Parker for 10% off. Yeah. What year? Okay, this is a personal question. What year did you travel with your beau to Italy?
Oh my God. You've been stalking my Instagram.
No.
Oh, yeah. Italy. Oh my God. What year did Michael and I go to Italy? Was it it was pre-wedding. Is it here he is. 2019.
You got it. 2019. Very good. Very good. And this last one. That's it. That's the whole quiz. We're done quizzing.
What a weird way to go out on that one, eh?
Oh my goodness. I did also... I do have another game lined up for you if you'd like to partake in another game.
I can't believe it. I'd love another game.
Another game? All right. Okay, so per a recent appearance on Have You Been Paying Attention, you recently created this game called Dad or Daddy. I'd like to kick it off here on the one with a few options. So the first one, Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe, Daddy, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. He is just... I think the definition of Daddy is that they just get... better as age goes on, right? And that's the ingredient you want. You want to go that way. You want to keep improving with age.
I reckon he'd be good to have like a nice like wine candlelit dinner with. You know, he's a very intelligent man.
Yeah. Quite intimidating, though, I imagine. Good conversationalist. Mm-hmm. Very dynamic man. Great actor.
Agree there. Right. The next one, Mufasa.
A lion.
There's energy there. There's a sort of energy we can interpolate. What do you reckon?
I think Daddy, right? Like, come on.
That mane?
My dog disagreeing.
The main demon from Hellraiser. What do you think?
What in straight hell is Hellraiser?
You haven't heard of Hellraiser? The pinhead? The white demon thing with like a bunch of pins in his head?
Oh, okay, I've seen it now. Mm-hmm. Okay, Dad.
Dad, yeah, not like any...
Whenever I've seen one.
Okay, next one, Chris Luxon. What do you reckon?
I'm sorry, Luxie, it's giving big dad energy.
And that does us for
Dad. What I would say to you is that it's giving Dad.
I will say to you that we're going to get back on track, and we're going to be talking about... I want to know, because your career has kind of intersected with, you know, social media as a nice way to access your fans and to promote yourself. You've intersected that time with social media becoming a necessity, and you have begun making a lot of short-form content. How was it making, how do you find that transition, you know, making a lot of reels and TikToks?
It's so interesting, Ada, because I felt like I started making those videos on Instagram before like the reels thing happened. Like, and in many ways, I think I was like a pawn in Mark Zuckerberg's plan, where it was like, we'll find, you know, there'll be a couple of comedians who I think eventually will discover the idea they can make videos, and then we'll get them making reels. And so I enjoy all of that stuff when it feels creative, and I feel like now it's sort of because it's unavoidable. It feels like a bit of the joy, a bit of the creativity of it sort of lost a little bit. And so in many ways, I sort of fell out of love with it. But there is still a part of me that enjoys making like, I just think of them as like I guess it's content, but it's like there's little short films in this weird way. And, you know, I've created a bit of television. I create, like, I like to work on in film, like, and so I just think it's a really fast way to be creative, and I still always enjoy the creative aspect of it. Like, and I think that's a very optimistic way to look at it, right? That it is just like a whole bunch of people sort of learning how the camera works and learning how to edit and how angles work and sort of creating these like sort of ideas in a sort of visual medium. I think that is so sweet. But yeah, then on the other side of things, it's like you're just another cog.
Recording in stopped.
Big meta machine.
You don't find that kind of constant need to be putting out content, you don't find that too exhausting?
I think during COVID, I was bored, so that was all that I was doing. Yeah. Whereas now I just sort of, I don't know, I'm like, I don't think I'm on there every day. Maybe I am, but I won't post like a reel every day. Like, I think now that I'm mid-30s, I'm like, oh, no, leave it up to the kids. I'm tired. I want to read a book.
It's a young man's game, yeah. Or young person's game, sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
You shouted out one of Dunedin's landmarks in a recent interview with the spin-off.
Oh, my God.
You said that you grew up in malls, and you singled out the Meridian Mall in Ōtīpoti as one of the best malls in the country. What's your favourite thing about our mall, and have you been to the Invercargill Mall? Because I reckon the Invercargill Mall, it's pretty good. Pretty solid.
Really?
Yeah, Doug.
What I love about the Meridian is, one, it had a sort of weird medieval theme to it.
Kind of a Greco-Roman thing, right? The pillars and stuff.
Yeah. And then now everything's sort of like mega mall vibes. But back in the day, you used to have those old like fake fire torches and stuff. Like, it really went in a direction. I also love that it expands beyond what you think it is. Like, there's a kind of small mall, like kind of where the sushi is. And then you go through that weird bridge and then it's like bigger mall. And I think a mall that unfurls to you, mm-hmm. like as you keep going, keep exploring it, is a great mall. Like, you don't want it just to be a big warehouse. Like, you want to get lost in there. Mm-hmm. And you can get lost in the Meridian.
You can indeed. It's a mall of many secrets, I think, is what we're getting
at. I think so.
Which
yeah,
is really good. And I'll just ask you this one last question. In that same interview, you said that it's entertainers' jobs to keep live events going in Aotearoa, so people just don't stay home and watch AI videos. Can showgoers going to your show tomorrow at the Glenroy Auditorium here in Ōtīpoti expect to see some AI hate rants in the new show?
No, you won't see any AI hate rants, but you could consider the whole show as a sort of like political fight against AI. It's one of the most live experiences you can have. I don't use AI in any element of my work. I've never used it even to like brainstorm ideas. So it's truly like such a human experience. And I think that's the best thing about going to live comedy. It's like, I think, and now as we're not sure like what's real and what's not, which is such a scary thing to be discussing, mm-hmm. When you're in a room laughing with a whole bunch of like your neighbours in the Glenroy Auditorium, then you know that's a real experience and that's worth its weight in gold.
Mm-hmm. I agree totally. One of the realest things you can ever do. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners listening in today?
I cannot wait to be in Ōtīpoti, Dunedin, and specifically, I cannot wait to get an updated photo outside my favourite mural in New Zealand, the Ed Sheeran mural in Ōtīpoti, Dunedin. I love it.
Oh my goodness, the Ed Sheeran mural is one for the ages.
There's I heard it's going to be painted over, someone said. I heard a rumour.
Oh, I sure hope they don't. It's part of our heritage.
You have to keep it. You have to keep it. It was the most embarrassing thing you guys have ever done. Mm-hmm. It's like you fell in love with someone and you got a regrettable tattoo. It is a huge Ed Sheeran tattoo on your lower back and you have to keep it forever.
There's a local DJ here who makes a lot of silly songs. He's got one called Praying in front of the Ed Sheeran mural. And I think that maybe we could play that after this interview. Maybe that's the go. Thank you for joining me.
I would love that.
Thank you for coming on, Chris. I really appreciate it.
Nice talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I hope you have a great time and good luck getting to and from Nelson and Ōtīpoti. And I hope the tour goes great.
Thoughts and prayers.
Take care. All right, folks. That was Chris Parker. We're talking to him about his new tour, Stop Being So Dramatic, which is coming to the Glenroy Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30. You can get your tickets from ticketmaster.co.nz.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.